Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, it's 2025 Predictions Week. Who will get pregnant? Engaged, divorced, canceled, and die? We answer all of your pressing questions. What will happen to TikTok? Will Rihanna release an album? Who will go on Hot Ones? And the fate of Luigi, the aliens, Trisha Paytas, and Hawk Tua all revealed. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Oh my gosh. Oh, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
It's the future. It's crystal clear.
Hey. douching drag queen named Crystal Clear.
Ooh, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
She only douches while she performs. Well, her performance is her douching.
And in a way, her performance douches us.
I know that's right.
I know that's right. Corey, oh my God, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Baruch Hashem.
It's 2025. It's 2025. Oh my God. Oh, Project 2025. Damn, it felt far away until
Coney,
it wasn't.
Coney 2020?
It's giving Coney 2020. It's giving Harambe.
Oh, sometimes I get a revealing.
Ooh.
me with my crystal balls.
Did you bring your crystal balls? Why I got two crystal balls in that bag right there?
Two?
I'm being Eureka, talking about Frankie Grande's balls.
Yeah, I guess that didn't make the episode.
I think it did. Why you got two bowling balls in that bag right there? It's on my
Eureka. Eureka told Frankie Grande that he had low hangers.
Oh my God! I can't start my year with this.
I literally started the year with this.
I predict we will change the subject.
Oh, yes. I'm holding my clear quartz to my forehead. I agree.
Listeners, let me tell you the truth. He really is holding a clear quartz to his forehead.
My clown chakra is open.
Girl, it's gaping.
I said clown chakra. I'm ready.
Yes, it's gaping.
I'm ready to give them the giggle. The giggle experience.
Okay. The ooh la la. You're letting the giggling spirits speak through
yes.
you.
Yes.
Well, we do this every year. We predict what the hell is going to happen. We're guided, of course, by Queen Nikki. Is that her name?
Her name is Psychic Nikki, and she spells it with two K's.
Oh, yeah. Well, I predict she's going to elevate her status to queen, Nikki.
Well, listen.
Oh, Nikki, you just mad because she took the spot?
I have her site bookmarked. for this one occasion once a year. And it took me longer than I expected to find the 2025 prediction. So maybe we predict she updates her website.
If we're going to be doing those types of predictions, can we also predict that GarageSaleFinder.com fixes their issues? Because every single Saturday, every single Sunday, I am plagued, and I think, and I don't just think it, I say it. I say, this website is unusable as I continue to use it every week.
Why don't you just do it better? Why don't you just do it better and have, and why don't you steal their idea, do it better, make a better site? Who's that website? Okay. Who's that website company? Yeah, I feel like they've advertised with Psychobabble before. Maybe you use them to create your own GarageSaleFinder.com.
Now we use, I keep wanting to say Queen Nikki. What's her name? Psychic, yeah. Nikki.
We
go through her predictions every year, and she swings big, she hits big, she misses.
She made 1,400 predictions this year.
Swings
and at
big.
The top of her site, she has last year's correct predictions listed. There's maybe 20.
Okay.
Actually, maybe closer to 40, but still. That means we're bound to get one of ours right.
What kinds of things did she correctly predict last year?
Assassination attempt on Donald Trump.
She says no. She says that every year. Sorry, you can't make that prediction every year and then just like claim it anytime it possibly.
Okay, you want
happens.
Something a little more niche? She yes. said surfer killed by swordfish. It happened.
Okay, that's good. Well,
she said
good,
disease but. Around eggs affecting the egg industry and egg prices. Okay, well, maybe she should have told all the Trump voters that that's why eggs cost so much.
I have a feeling she just pays attention to what gets deregulated.
She predicted Jen and J-Lo and Ben Affleck divorce.
You could predict that any year and be correct.
She predicted a horse accident around a member of the royal family. You should know Princess Anne did fall off a horse.
Who the hell is Princess Anne?
She predicted Richard Simmons' death.
Oh, I don't like it, but she was right.
And I know you're a big disbeliever. I don't know how you're bringing this kind of negative energy into this when she already predicted something in 2025 that happened and you were a part of.
Go on.
She predicted a big crop dusting accident. And didn't you last week fart for the first time this year?
No, I'm holding it in.
Didn't you,
I haven't
didn't you
yet.
Admit to holding it in so that you could crop dust something good?
No, something bad.
So I don't know why you're here hating when she already knows you're crop dusting.
No, I'm not doing that. And couldn't be me.
Too good to crop dust. I'm sorry. Didn't see that. Didn't see that coming.
Okay. Well, what is she feeling is in the air for 2025?
She's predicting a lot of alien activity. Of the four.
Easy. Low hanging. I'm done with her.
Of the 1,400 predictions, I found at least 10 surrounding aliens. She said alien ships entering the Earth's atmosphere, alien ship landing on Earth, giant pink clouds in the sky revealed to be alien ships. A farmer discovers an alien ship hidden on his property. A cloud shaped like a donut will be seen all over the world and is secretly an alien ship. Full disclosure from the U.S. government about UFOs, animals from a different planet invading Earth, and...
Are those not just aliens?
Animals. Well, are aliens animals? I don't say that to their face, first of all.
Humans certainly are.
And then she said, changes in the moon, which I labeled as alien adjacent. And then she also said an earthquake on the moon. But I was like, honey, wouldn't that be a moonquake?
Speak on that. We're dealing with an idiot, but that's fine.
She's been waiting backstage. I was just going to bring her out, and now you're calling her an idiot. You called the aliens, animals, and you called Psychic Nikki an idiot.
If the shoe fits.
I didn't have you being such a bully on my... Let me get this crystal back on my forehead.
My project 2025 is Bully Era.
I believe that for you.
Yeah, no. No, I come in peace, per usual. I do think... Okay, let's talk aliens, since it's clearly on the mind. It's in the third eye. It's on the
our
pulse.
Predictions ourselves.
Yes. I predict that the aliens will send a message, but we will still not have a visual experience of the aliens. We will receive a message that's warning us, not warning us, but kind of getting us ready.
It's going to be get your act together, girl.
I think it's going to very much be, we are watching and
taking
we
notes.
Need you to, and we're taking notes on how you treat each other. And we will predict that you will treat us worse when we arrive, unless you clean up your act. They're going to say world peace, and then they're going to start tapping their watch like Judge Judy.
I could be here for that. I think they're going full reveal. I think the man behind the curtain, I think they are docking ships over the water, like off of the major cities, so that we can see them from land, but we can't necessarily throw a rock at it. I think they're just going to, it's going to be very like, what was that, Arrival?
They're good. Sure. Why are
they're
you
gonna
here?
Be like a rival, except over water, and they're just gonna be chilling there, letting us get used to them. Well, they're just gonna hang out.
Oh, I thought you were about to say letting us get used. I was like, damn, okay.
Until the water is clear, predict honey. You, and I predict you get, crystal clear, Mama. I predict you getting ingested by an alien and screaming and
pass.
Screaming while in the intestines.
Oh. Like Little Richard. Yes. You'll hear me.
I'll
hear
be like,
me.
We'll be in the tubes together, and it'll just be all screaming, and I'll hear one person going, and I'll know it's you.
Yeah, I it's a pretty easy prediction that the aliens are coming, but like it feels like that anybody of any time period of humanity could say that, but like it feels imminent. It feels imminent.
Do you
imminent.
Know what? I'm going to be screaming in the tubes.
Corey, what are you going to be screaming in the
nationwide?
Tubes? The Psychobabble Award winner from 2 years ago? All right.
I'm going to be... Yeah.
was Nationwide is on your side some type of government psyop to get us to, I don't know, empathize with insurance?
Probably.
Is Nationwide insurance? Hold on. They really wanted us to think Nationwide was on our side.
Nationwide did. Of course, all businesses want you to think that they're for you.
Speak on that. I do think, okay, who will die?
You want her death predictions or you want ours?
Hers and ours.
Well,
I do think, and it's going to be, we might have to bleep budget for this just for, but I do think, bleeping.
Listen.
You know who I'm saying? Bleeping.
No.
Joe Biden.
Who?
Joe Biden.
I can't hear you.
Our current reigning Miss America, Joe Biden.
Got it. Well, see, you know, Psychic Nikki has to lump hers together. She calls it death and health watch, so that if somebody stubs their toe, she can be like, got them.
Okay.
It's a lot of people. A lot of names you want to see.
Well,
Elon,
yes.
Ivanka, Jared, Don Trump Jr., Rudy Giuliani, Omarosa.
Oh.
She okay. really... Donald
I
Trump.
Mean, I think...
Kim Jong-un.
Elon really
the Pope.
Is... Elon's
Bill Clinton.
Elon is close to the sun on that one. He's a little bit. It feels like he better be sleeping with both eyes open at this point. Is what it feels like culturally.
And then there's.
I think Diddy is going to have a. We're gonna have a. He's going to be. Other people in prison are going to take care of him, or he will be found taken care of in prison. I don't know if he's going to do it to himself or whatever, but I think it's the end.
Well, then there are some also, there's some people you don't necessarily want to see on the list. Lindsay Lohan, Pamela Anderson, Bindi Irwin, Selena Gomez, Britney Spears. Okay, she spelled Britney Spears' name wrong, which bothers me.
These are all not just Death Watch, but
yes, Watch. Meryl Streep, Bruce Willis, The Rock, Oprah.
Bruce Willis, unfortunately,
Oprah. We can't. It's just a toast up for her, y'all. Just a toast up for Oprah.
I am a little bit nervous.
Do you ever get nervous?
Because I do get nervous. I was doing a pre-podcast stream where we were going through people's predictions for the year, and somebody did say Health Watch Celine Dion. I think we're already in that, but like it feels like it could be a little bit of a more serious Health Watch. I think RFK with them brain worms, I think the worms are coming
back. Not on the list.
On my list, the brain worms are going to have a big moment.
Not on the list. I do think it's always interesting, though, that there's also always a section of royal predictions. Are you or anyone you know someone who's very into the royals?
I know somebody very into the royals, and I think less of them.
Yeah, I tend to believe Psychic Nikki, but then when I see royal predictions, it always is giving tabloids. I feel like that's lined up at the supermarket checkout. Yeah. It's always tabloids about the royals.
Yes.
Hey, would you be down with a new pope this year?
I don't think I could name the current pope.
It's just pope, a man. Right? It's a man.
I think that we're going to have the same old Pope this year. Sorry. Pope is in. The Pope is staying
in. You say nope to the Pope.
I say sherp to the perp.
Oh.
I think the Pope will stay.
This just very cryptically says another Friends cast member dead.
I don't like that one.
I don't like that one.
I do think we are going to experience also some pregnancies this year.
Yeah. People do be having babies.
I have some people on my pregnancy watch. Would you like to hear who? Gaga, Elon, Nick Cannon, Duggar, Anonymous.
No.
I think Trump will get somebody pregnant. I don't think it will be his wife. Kylie and Timothy. Millie Bobby Brown,
baby.
It's more likely than
she
you bring.
She's not having a baby until she gets official notice that she's not starring in the Britney biopic.
Millie Bobby Brown?
She wants it bad.
Okay. Okay, and then who was Mother of the Year?
Mudang.
No.
Chapel Roan.
No.
Yes.
The other one.
Demi Moore.
Other one.
Oh, Gypsy Rose.
Gypsy Rose will have another child. Gypsy Rose is on Mother Watch.
Okay. That seems...
Those are my pregnancy predictions for the year. I mean, also, I think Beyonce will be pregnant this year. A lot of people are predicting Beyonce and Jay-Z will break up. I think they're going to double down and have another.
She's not.
Double it and give it to the next person. Double it and give it to the next person.
She's not having another baby until the Rock album comes out. She's got like three more years of touring. Well, actually,
maybe the third album was The Baby actually, All Along.
This brings me to a good point, as tomorrow is 1/14/25, which Beyonce date dropped during her halftime performance at the Houston Games on Christmas. What is Beyonce dropping tomorrow?
Tour dates for Act Two. Duh.
No.
We're not done with Act Three or Act Two yet. It's not. Oh, it's. What do you mean? No.
I think it's a bit much to ask us all to go to a separate tour for Act Two and Act Three. I think
people are not. I mean, they're not. You're not getting asked to do anything. You're getting offered the opportunity to attend the performance of her project.
A good friend of mine said Beyonce only talks to us when she wants us to buy something.
And that good friend is correct. I'm so sorry to say, but it's not just Beyonce. Look at every single artist you love. Do they talk to you? Do they talk to you at any other point?
No. Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez talks to us all the time. She's always announcing her Instagram
Will she
breaks.
Take an Instagram break this year?
I don't know. I don't. Yes. I feel it and I'm sensing it. Yes. I think Selena Gomez will take a break from Instagram. Okay. Any pregnancies that Psychic Nikki predicts? Any pregnancies that you predict?
She says Ariana Grande, baby. She says...
Doesn't Ariana Grande have to get engaged first?
Catholic?
Call me old-fashioned. You're right.
Taylor Swift, baby. Ariana Grande, baby. A royal baby and a movie star will deliver a baby.
Like hands on
like
the fetus?
Their share is delivering a baby for a stranger in a car.
Okay. Interesting you say Ariana and Taylor for
baby watch. Psychic Nikki did. Don't drag me into this.
Okay. They're on my engagement watch and on my breakup watch.
Damn.
I'm not sure. I think they will both get engaged and neither will follow through.
I know you
wedding.
Say she predicts low-hanging fruit every year, but she's had Taylor Swift engagement for at least the last 5 years in a row.
Well, that's just her way of getting that Taylor Swift engagement. You know what I'm saying?
Right, that's what I'm saying. She also has Gaga engagement / wedding this year.
Who's Gaga? She already is engaged.
Who is she dating?
She's engaged.
Who is she engaged to?
Some guy.
This says Lady Gaga name change, but do you think she's double dipping? Because if you get married, sometimes they legally change their name.
I think she will name change, but she will remain Lady Gaga. I think her name is going to change because she's going to get married.
Right. So you agree with Psychic Nikki's low-hanging fruit.
Sure.
Okay.
Who's gonna get divorced? Lana Del Rey, for sure. Crocodile Man is out. He's over. He's done.
Divorce?
I think Mark Zuckerberg is showing early signs of divorced man.
This says Justin Trudeau, divorce.
Sure.
Trump and Melania, divorce.
I don't think that's happening. If Trump had lost, yes. But Melania's in for another.
Julia Roberts, divorce.
Who's she even married to?
Meghan and Harry, divorce.
Okay. Will this be the year Trump and Elon Musk start to hate each other?
Will they stop being friends this year? Get married.
No, I think. Well, it could go two ways. One of two ways: are they gonna stick it out, or are they gonna blow up quickly? I think they're gonna blow up this year. They're gonna have a very messy, nasty friendship breakup, one like we've never witnessed before.
I would be here for it. I love when terrible white men fight with each other.
Okay.
Do you
who will get?
Go ahead. What? I said, do you want some? Do you want some silly animal news?
Oh, I need it. I need it. Stick it in my veins.
She's predicting a chicken will become a worldwide celebrity a la Mudang. A new chicken will rise and probably if it's okay. If it's a female chicken, wait, are all chickens female? Yes. If it's a chicken girl, it'll become beloved and then behated, and then probably ooh, beheaded.
Okay. Yeah. I actually feel like that's true.
I think now people are clamoring to have the next big it animal. I think we're going to have a lot of Mudang wannabes this year.
Yeah, well, we ended last year with, honestly, the rise and fall of Midwest Princess Mudang. She came up, she saw, she fell as soon as she predicted Trump would win, and people blamed her for it.
Yeah.
But like, I think Mudang will Mudang's gonna have another big year. I think Mudang is going to find a partner.
You think the Mudangessence?
The Mudangessence has only just begun. We saw album one from Mudang. We're about to enter album two, and that's really gonna take us into the next phase. Mudang is going to find love.
You're always, all you ever do is show up and predict love and weddings and babies for former mothers of the year.
Sorry that I see what's written on the wall.
A giant duck in Vietnam. Will you be there?
I won't be there, but I will.
The world's largest turkey found in Minnesota. Will you be there?
I won't be there, but I will feel
it. A real life Godzilla discovered in Japan. Would you fuck it?
No.
A lion to walk across a tightrope across Niagara Falls. Would you be there?
Is this a real prediction? No.
A miniature chihuahua saves a celebrity's life.
I would love to see it.
A giant crow in Kansas.
Okay.
A pig becomes a politician.
It already happened.
Three-headed horse being born.
Okay, I would love to see it.
All right. And a giant beaver in Canada. Big year for big animals.
So it sounds like there's some type of like radiation pollution going on.
You're looking for the word growth hormone.
Okay. Yeah, I think all of the big animals are real and it's happening.
Big
it's a big year for big animals.
What would be a big animal you would like?
A big animal I would like. A big dog.
Okay, Clifford, go off, Mama.
Yes, I think we're going to experience a Clifford of a dog.
Those somewhere. Exist. Maybe the animals coming from space are these big animals.
I think this year we're going to have some type of device that we can communicate with animals at this point. I think it's going to happen this year because they were really on the brink of it last year with dolphins and shit and like understand the whales. We can understand their jokes and things. Like they're talking down there.
Hello, haven't you seen those dogs that push buttons?
That's not real.
What?
It's use a knife. It's cake.
You think dogs pushing buttons is someone with a soundboard editing in post?
Maybe. Or just waiting for them to hit any button and then editing their response and putting the question before the horse, you know?
Oh, I don't like this. I don't.
Sorry, you ever heard of a...
I don't like this. This is like when I found out Cash Cab isn't random.
No.
Yes. No. Yes.
I don't like it. Okay, who's getting canceled this year?
Actually, what 2025 is bringing is no cancellations. The thing being canceled in 2025 is cancellations. People aren't getting...
I think actually you're right.
People are stepping into their own.
If there's one thing that Trump really proves is that there's no such thing as a cancellation. And if you can endure the time period, you can outlast your own cancellation. and rise above again. Trump did it. And I think every celebrity will take note.
Our God is an awesome God.
With that said, With that said, I do think people are going to finally try to end Leonardo DiCaprio. I think people are going to try to end Paris Hilton. And I'm not saying kill them, but I'm saying cancel. I think both are pending cancellations.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And yes. Okay, Hawk Tua. Oh, she will. You. Oh, here are your options.
Maybe
you get to pick. Will she release? Will she release music, or will she be charged with federal charges?
Both.
Or both. Or both.
Both. I see federal charges coming her way.
Me too. Will Rihanna put out a new album?
Never.
No. And you, at this point, you're a dreamer. You like to dream.
The next album Rihanna puts out is actually going to be like a kids bop lullaby album. It's going to be her cooing and cawing to her babies.
I think we could get a Rihanna Eras tour.
No. I think tours are out. I think residencies are in. I think Miley Cyrus paved the way in 2024. She said, I don't fucking want to live in and out of green rooms and shit backstage.
So where does she have a residency?
Nowhere. But that's why I'm saying touring is out.
Oh. Okay. Okay, interesting. So, well, then who will have a residency? I think Miley could have a residency.
I think Beyonce could have a residency.
I think Beyonce could ever. I mean, we're not all of these people could have a residency. Now is the time to put your pen to the paper. Say with your full chest, who will have a residency this year? That's a prediction.
I said
Mama.
Beyonce. Beyonce. That's what I think.
She's not going to have a residency. She's touring.
I think her announcement tomorrow is a residency and a Levi's jeans collab.
All right. Billie Eilish will have a public girlfriend.
Oh, I was thinking, I think Chappell will win a Grammy. Is this low-hanging fruit?
Yes,
but
obviously.
Is this also low-hanging fruit? She's going to say something when she's up there.
I hope she tears up a picture of Joe Biden.
Oh, like Sinead did?
Yes. I mean, I think you want to know what would shake the entire world, Mama? Try it. Do it.
Well, rattle we'll the see table. This week's episode sponsored by the Grammys.
And Joe Biden.
Who do you predict is going to win the Super Bowl?
Trisha Paytas, because she will be in a commercial. She will be in a Super Bowl commercial. I guarantee
you. And
she's
the one leading the way, saying that cancellations can't happen to you.
Yeah. And you know what? I think it's going to be a big year for Trisha Paytas. I think Trisha Paytas is going to rise to fill the spot that Wendy Williams has left open.
I think Trump is giving Kim Kardashian and Trisha Paytas both spots, positions in the White House.
Okay. I think Usexua, the FKA Twigs album, is going to get the brat treatment. I think it's going to really rumble true music lovers, and it's going to rise to the top, cream to the top, baby. It's going to really people are kind of done with brat summer. it's winter.
Yeah.
It's going to be a Usexual winter.
I have a really good prediction. I predict that you didn't watch the Traitors premiere.
I predict you're right. Sorry, I was evacuating. My God. Jesus.
Oh, too good to stream on your phone.
Yeah. Sorry, I was busy getting accidental emergency alerts to evacuate, followed by a 30-minute pause before they tell us, oops, that was not meant to go to everyone in Los Angeles.
We got one of those for a tsunami warning in San Francisco, and then they canceled it 2 hours later. Just kidding. No tsunamis coming your way.
Remember when Hawaii all got the evacuation, or got the, like, a ballistic missile is going to blow up our state? Everyone ducked for cover.
I think a lot of...
And then it was like a oops.
I think a lot about that because there was a man on that island who got that text and didn't text his wife.
What?
He didn't text her and say, I love you or anything like that. And they got divorced. And they got divorced afterwards.
Okay. I don't care about that man.
I predict he's found love because you know what? Psychic Mickey said big in 2025 online weddings.
Sure. Why the fuck not? Will TikTok get banned? Yes.
Yeah, but I saw a video over the weekend that was like, it's not just going to be deleted from your phone. You're just not going to be able to update the app if they send through updates. So they're like, you're not really losing it.
Right. Also, I think it will get technically banned this year, and then it will get technically unbanned this year.
Oh. Just
and Trump will be like, look what I've done, and then everybody will be like, yay,
is it,
Trump.
It's gonna be just like with gay marriage, but the opposite.
Right. Right. I think we're getting a new Pokemon generation, and I think we will get evolutions. A new set of evolutions.
I would be wet for another Eevee. That made my clit perk up.
But I heard though that they're done doing evolutions because already so much fan art exists of potential evolutions that they can't put out any new ones because it would be like somebody would be like, you copied my design, because every design already exists of what a potential flying type Eevee looks like, you know.
That's their fault. There should really be an Eevee for every type. And the fact that there's not, it's typist.
Hot ones. Who's going on hot ones this year?
The Pope.
Brittany Broski, okay, on hot ones.
Why don't? What do you mean? What do you mean? No ones? To the Pope on hot ones.
You know what?
Sure. You can't. Why, you said why the Northwest. Fuck, you can't give a child spicy food. They don't even.
You can. You can, and I
frontal
will.
Frontal lobe's not even fully frontal.
JoJo Siwa on hot ones and JoJo Siwa MAGA arc.
I think RuPaul on hot ones.
I would love it. Sure. Yes.
Great.
Okay.
And anything else, m'lady?
I think what's the deal with Luigi?
Jail.
I think acquitted. If the glove don't fit.
Okay. I'm in.
Hyman. That's about it for me as far as predictions go.
Yeah, the only other one she had I really wanted to bring up. She predicts a sword swallower. We'll swallow a broom. Freak.
Damn. Okay. Just make sure that one end is flared out.
I picture it not really a broom. I picture it as a Swiffer.
One, yeah, exactly.
One
absolutely.
Of the Swiffers with like the wet pad on the bottom of it.
Wet pad still on?
Yes. Get a little slurp at the end of the swallow.
I think we're going to get a Chapel Roan acting moment.
Okay.
I think Chapel Roan is going to give us will kickstart the acting career to say, I'm not just this, I'm also that.
No, I say follow up to the Midwest Princess. She's got another album in her before she starts acting.
Okay, I guess we'll see.
All right. Well, wow. I can't believe we did it. I can't believe we set up the entire year with our manifestation powers and our crystal ball. What'd you say? Why you got two big old crystal balls in your shorts?
Why you got two big old crystal balls in your pants right there? In their bag? No, in the bag right
what
there.
What was the bag?
I don't know. Like your sack? Listen, I don't know.
I don't like sack.
Well, get used to it. It's the year of sack. Actually, it's the year of the snake. I was born in a year of the snake.
Oh, my God. Are you... So it what means does that you're mean? Turning a multiple of 12.
Okay.
Well,
and what happens if it's a year of your own year? What kind of animal was your
ox.
Year? Ooh. Okay.
But all of the animals usually have like something special about them, like either a color or something else. So you got to see what kind of year of the snake it is.
What does that even mean?
So it says, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not well versed in this, but I know that year of the snake can be black,
oh my
red,
God.
Or yellow, or something.
You know
like
what?
That.
Miss Taylor Swift reputation. It wasn't the big reputation. Big reputation. Wasn't her reputation era like all about her being a snake or the snake
you're
emoji?
Right. It's coming.
She waited for the year of the snake, and she waited for it because she was born 1989, which is the year of the snake, and it is the year of the snake now. Like, girl,
you
here
should,
we go.
That would do really well on TikTok. I'm filming that after this is over.
Get to it. Hop to it. I do think we're going to have a J.D. Vance dick pic leak.
She predicted J.D. Vance kidnapping. Can you kidnap an adult?
You can. It happened to me. It could happen to you. I think a politician is going to have a diaper incident in Congress on the floor of Congress.
Okay.
Some type of diaper situation with our geriatric Congress. Oh, and also I'm getting word from the spirits that be, my crystal says, one Trump family member will come out as LGBTQ+.
Damn. I don't like that. All right, where can people find you?
You can find me rubbing my crystals all over my forehead.
I thought you were going to say rubbing your clitter all over your Twitter.
Rubbing my clue sky all over my blue sky.
Yeah, I like that.
Where can people
find
you?
Me holding this crystal to my forehead. It actually is kind of nice. Like, it's got a good flat edge too. You can really rub it around real nice.
Oh, I think somebody's going to throw a snake at somebody. Somebody's going to throw a snake at somebody. Hold on, I'm getting word.
My crown chakra is so open.
Honk.
Okay. All right, well, here's hoping next week you watch The Traitors so we can discuss RuPaul's Drag Race and The Traitors. The kids are clamoring.
Okay, I will. I will.
I don't
will.
Know who's going to break it to you, though, that by next Thursday, it's going to be the fourth episode of Traitors out.
Kill me now. I finished White Lotus season two.
Just in time.
You're right. I did. Just in time.
All right.
Okay. Bye.